Why trust is the real currency in professional services, Hook? What if the single biggest factor determining whether your professional services business survives the next 5 years has nothing to do with your skills, your pricing, or even your marketing? What if it's something far more fundamental and far more fragile than any of that? Context. Right now in 2026, the professional services world is being reshaped by AI adoption, global defense partnerships, and market recalibrations happening simultaneously. Infosys just posted 8.2% AI revenue. Korean shipbuilders are signing bilateral agreements in Washington, D.C., and analysts are revising Nokia's outlook downward. These stories feel disconnected, but they're all pointing at the same thing. Trust is the real competitive advantage. And for practitioners like those at IM Unlimited, that's not a metaphor. It's the entire business model. KEY Insights. First, Infosys hit $5.082 billion in Q1 revenue with a 21.1% operating margin and landed $3.6 billion in large deals. Here's the number that matters. 61% of those deals were net new clients. But their sustained EPS growth of 14.9% year-on-year? That's existing clients deepening their engagement. I got the headlines. Trust built the margin. You're returning. Referring. Long-term clients are doing the same thing for your practice. Second, South Korea's three biggest shipbuilders just formalized cooperation agreements with U.S. partners, including a professional services deal between Hanwha Ocean and Leidos at a brand new Korea-U.S. shipbuilding partnership center in D.C. These aren't handshakes. They're structured, high-stakes agreements between sovereign industries. They exist because both sides proved they could be trusted with sensitive work over time. Whether you're managing defense contracts or a client's deepest fears, the architecture of trust looks identical. Third, UBS just cut Nokia's price target to €9.65 with a neutral rating. Nokia's professional services division, network planning, optimization, systems integration, is a core part of their revenue mix. And it's under pressure. Market recalibration is real. When external conditions shift, the practitioners who survive are the ones whose clients feel genuinely safe, seen, and committed to the relationship. Transactional clients leave first. Trust-based clients stay. THE takeaway. Here's what you do today. Look at your last 10 clients. Identify the ones who returned, referred someone, or went deeper into the work. That's your trust portfolio. And it's your most valuable business asset. Before your next session, ask yourself, what am I doing specifically to tend to that trust? Because as IM Unlimited knows, the relationship isn't just the container for the work. It is the work. CTA. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.